It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for high school football right here on WCDO, Sydney, New York. This is Harry Graves at my side, Dave Keller, and we're going to be bringing you the action tonight of the contest between the Oxford Blackhawks and the Unitego Spartans here from Unitego Central School. And I guess we would call that Wells Bridge. It is another beautiful night for football, a little on the warm side, actually. And we will be having the kickoff coming up in just a very few moments. So there, Mr. Dave, you've had the opportunity to look at both of these teams about as much as I have, which isn't a heck of a lot.
Right. It's early in the season, so it's hard to tell.
Were you doing the pregame homework that we often do?
Oh, yeah. I read a newspaper today.
So what did you learn?
Unitego is looking forward to good numbers, and they seem to be faster. He mentioned in the thing they're kind of young, but they've got a lot of team speed. So I think Coach Mike Cronny and the rest of the staff are looking forward to that.
And we certainly hope so. I've been sort of fascinated by all of sports around the area. I haven't quite figured out all of the things that are going on. We have some schools that are playing sports again, playing football another year. I've noticed some games that had always been night games have become day games. I don't know if that's a budget we don't want to turn on the lights deal. And I noticed that there are more modified programs coming in that are taking up more and more younger players. So I'm just anticipating that this is going to be a season of change. But we can talk more about that later on. Tonight's kickoff program is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Centers right here, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. We'll be taking a closer look at the starting lineups and all of the festivities going on here at Unitego High School as the kickoff show continues to lead down to the kickoff for tonight's game, right here live on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Unitico High School as we're getting ready for the start of the contest tonight. Both teams are out on the field, and we have already had the meeting of officials at midfield. So, Professor Keller, what are your plans for the season? You're coaching again over there at that that Institute of Maroon and White?
No, I am not. As a matter of fact, I wanted to leave some open space on my plate. So this year, I am not coaching football.
Ooh.
I'm doing radio because we have a granddaughter coming in October sometime, and I wanted to be able to go visit. It's hard to do when you're coaching.
To evacuate at
right.
the on short notice.
And I know what you were going to say, Harry. I'm much too young to be a granddaughter.
That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right. So I understand that when we look at the Unitico Spartans, we're going to be seeing a number of different people in the background, in the backfield, excuse me. I'll let you cover them. Let me get out the starting lineups right away as far as the line is concerned. Jordan Mayo is going to be the center in this game this evening. He is a junior. Number 62, that is Leland Slauson, is going to be one of the guards. And another junior, Justin Fisher, is the other guard. They were number 62 and 65. If we hop out to the tackle positions, it's going to be a pair of seniors. Number 76, Kyle Short, and number 73, Isaiah Johnson. And the folks that are going to be playing in those end positions, number 5, Cody Smith, and number 80, Travis Woods. And then there's this gentleman that we watched so much last year by the name of Tyler Butler. He is going to be the quarterback. He is a junior, but I understand we're going to see not only a couple of starters, but a number of other people that we'll be seeing a lot in the backfield.
Oh, yeah. Some of the other starting running backs are going to be Dave Van Alstyne, number 4. He's a junior. Kellen Comenda, number 9. He's a sophomore. Phil Young's number 2. He's also a junior. But some other people to look out for that they gave us were Jake Jones, number 28. He's a senior. Tanner Carley, I suspect we're going to see him a lot.
Yeah,
today.
Carley had very good numbers from last year. I remember that, and I know he was heavily written up in the newspaper when I was probably reading the same account that you were reading, that they mentioned his name a lot, not only offensively, but I believe he did very good stuff defensively.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tanner Carley, you got right here, had 786 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns last year.
They didn't give any short notice to Jake Jones. He ended up with a touchdown and nearly 300 yards last year rushing. And he's another one that's going to be in that fullback position. And it looks to me, I don't know if we're going to have the singing. Yes, we are. Of
yes,
the national
we are.
Anthem. And Miss Judy is here.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney. Or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
Are you getting what you think for your energy dollar? If you're a Morabito customer, you won't find added fees and surcharges that have driven up the cost of your propane bill. Morabito doesn't charge fees for tank rentals, hazardous materials, safety compliance, or any fuel surcharges. With Morabito, all of your energy dollars go toward the energy you use. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hilly Graves and Dave Keller back here at Unitigo High School. So we are seeing the introduction of the Oxford Blackhawks at this time, and we'll try to catch them very quickly as we see them getting the applause of the fans here on the near side, or our near side, of the field. Nick Wakefield, he is a senior. He'll be wearing number 60. He's starting in the center position tonight. The guards will be a pair of juniors, Brett Hoffnagel and Spyros Parados, numbers 50 and 62, respectively. Corey Olson, number 77, is a senior. He will be one of the tackles. The other tackle is also a senior. That's number 66, Justin Hardy. And Joe Jackson, a sophomore, and Paul Martin, a senior. Those are the two gentlemen who will be holding down the end positions. The quarterback in the contest this evening will be number 14, Jody Smith. He is a junior. They've had to be a number correction. In the backfield will be number 81. That is Steve Simpson. Initially, we were given number 86 for him. He is one of two seniors in the backfield, the other one being number 30, Paul Wonka. And finally, rounding out the starting 11 for the Oxford Blackhawks, it is going to be Andrew Golden. He wears number 85. All right, and we still have people being introduced along the way. I'm going to get my things going here. It's interesting, you know, as we do this every year, things are sort of a little bit different in the way you approach them. Spending the summer broadcasting the Oneonta Outlaws, it's very interesting. You see the same players every single game. And you get to know the way they walk, all sorts of other things that you don't see when you see one team only two or three times during the year. And as a result, you fall into habits because you know these people and you know what you've got to have here and what you've got to have there. And very interesting thing. I didn't realize after doing this crazy business for so many years that I would make so many changes in my physical way of broadcasting.
Well, early in the season, you know, it's going to be tough because we don't know the players quite so well. As we've seen them a couple of times as the season progresses, hopefully it'll come a little more automatic.
All right. Hopefully we've got somewhere near some of this stuff down. We're going to be, they've finished up all of the activities, the introductions. And, oh, now we're going to have the meeting of the team captains. I saw the officials all out there in the center of the field earlier, but they must have been having a conference of whatever sort that they were having. But this is going to be the actual coin toss coming up in just a moment. One of the things we want to remind you of is that we will have football for you again tomorrow. We are going to be down at Johnson City for a 1:30 contest, so we'll be on the air somewhere in the neighborhood of 1:20. Next weekend, that was Sydney at Johnson City. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. The following weekend, the Friday night game will be that rivalry contest between Walton and Sydney at Sydney this year, so you don't have a whole lot of travel to do for that one. And then it will be the Unitego Spartans traveling to Delhi, so we will see the Spartan team again. They have had the flip of the coin. You were watching the proceedings, so what are we
going to
see?
I was looking down. I didn't see who got to
it's going to be Unitego. Unitego will be receiving.
Unitego will take the ball?
They'd be receiving, so that's all that I got. I was pointing to you to catch that.
Got Oxford in red helmets, white jerseys, and black pants. Unitego also in black pants, but they're green everywhere else.
So the Unitego Spartans, it is going to be another of those knock'em sock'em games. If you remember, last year, Unitego ended up with a 1-8 record. They were not stellar. They had to win that last game of the season against Harpersville. Oxford last year fared a little bit better, as their record last year was something like 3-6, and I think they were 2-4 in the league if I looked at my things correctly. So the kick is up. It is going to be way downfield, gathered in by, I believe that's going to be number 2. That will be Phil Youngs. Phil Youngs takes it about the 15 and comes back up to the 30-yard line. He'll be knocked down there. They will spot the ball down just shy of that. And they're going to put it down at, we'll say, the 38 or the 39. Looks more like the 38. So we're ready to go. First and 10.
All right, that's the 28-yard line on Unitego's side.
Now
ball in the center.
Now it is we can say the official start of the 2011 season. Going into motion, it is going to be number 28. That is going to be, let's see. All of a sudden, they've got new people in that I didn't expect to see. All right, 28, that's going to be Jake Jones who is doing the running. And Jones is going to get the first down of the season for the Unitego Spartans as he battles his way across the 40. Now near the 45, they'll put it down at the 44 and give Jake Jones a first down.
Yeah, he picked up about 15 yards in a first down going around the right end.
Did you catch? It's going to be in motion again for Jones, but the ball will go to number 32, Tanner Carley, and Carley is going to draw first blood as he goes across for 56 yards on that gain, and he will pick up a touchdown. So Tanner Carley coming in, he is number 32. So Carley runs 56 yards and ends up getting the TD, and that one coming at 11:35 remaining in the first period of this ball game.
And that play looked similar to the one before that went around the end, but this time they gave it to Carley up the middle.
Doing the kicking will be number 24. That is Cody Nichols, but it's going to be wide left. So it is a 6-0 ball game, and that is exactly where it is going to stand. So Unitego wasting no time whatsoever on putting up a score on the scoreboard as they did it in less than half a minute. We'll be back with Oxford's first offensive effort coming up in just a moment. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So there, Coach Keller, it did not take very long for the Unitego Spartans to score. It's interesting, by contrast, to see this contest clicked off so quickly, less than 30 seconds, where last night, if you were a big Syracuse fan, you had to sit up late and go into overtime before the Orange won that one. The ball will be taken at about the 20-yard line. It is going to be gathered in by number 81, Steve Simpson. He runs right. There is a flag down on the play at the 35-yard line. That is about where he was knocked out of bounds. You watch the officials and find out what that is. They're going to say holding against the Oxford Blackhawks.
Usually that's the case. Well, kickoff like that. He had a nice return, picked it up at the 16 and got it all the way out to the
about
35.
About the 40. It was close to the 40, but they're going to now say it is. So did we have offsetting or what? They came out and said they declined, but that doesn't sound exactly what you would expect to see. The ball is going to be put into play.
They're marching it back.
Yeah, back. So it did come out to the 40. They mark it back to the 25. And now it will be first and 10 for the Oxford Blackhawks at the 25. I was up in Syracuse last night, not for the game, on another business, and I listened to that contest on the WAER, one of the college stations up there. What a great game. I enjoyed that immensely. The snap is going to be going off to number 30. That is Paul Wonka. Wonka rumbles forward. He won't get much running room. He's across the 25 up to about the 28. Gain on that play, we'll call it a 3.
So Wonka out of the tailback position just followed one or two of his backs up, picked up a couple of yards, but Unitego's defense so far up to the task.
Well, we saw a lot of Tanner Carley earlier in the contest as he rumbled for Unitego. We expect to see a lot of Wonka doing the work for the Oxford Blackhawks. He gets the ball again. He's still on his feet across the 35, across the 40, across the 45. He gets a lot of company and keeps on running, and he gets up close to midfield before they finally manage to wrestle him down. It's obviously a first down. They're going to say he was across the midfield stripe into Unitego territory at about the 48. So the Blackhawks get the first down, and they will have it first and 10 from the Unitego Spartan 48.
Now Wonka rips off a nice little 25-yard gain there.
It is funny to see only one Wonka on the team after seeing a pair for the last season or so. Again, Wonka carrying the ball, this time short yardage. She'll get down to about the 46 before he is blocked there and brought down.
Number 62, Leland Slauson, one of the people in on a tackle.
I suppose while I am at it, I better get Carley's number down here, too.
Terrible thing
if I left him off the stat chart.
The ball is going to be pitched out to Wonka, and it's going to be good for a gain of about 3. As he is across the 45 to about the 42 before he's tripped up and brought down.
Okay, Wonka. Number 4, David Van Alstyne in on a tackle. Did a nice job coming up to make the stop. That was a quick pitch to the right side. He got outside fast, but Van Alstyne was right there to make the hit.
So that will bring up a third down, about 3 yards. And again, it is going to be Wonka the ball carrier. But this time, a couple of green jerseys are right there. Cody Smith leading the charge. Stopped Mr. Wonka at the 45. A loss on that play of about 3 yards.
Yeah, they came on a blitz, Unitigo did, and they caught him right in the backfield. He had nowhere to go.
That is one of those things that will happen when you hammer it to the same guy time after time after time. After a while, people will be looking for you, I think is the way they say that. Wonka still in the backfield, and we're going to be ending up having timeout called against the Oxford Blackhawks. So the Blackhawks, I have a feeling that the coach called that one from the sidelines, take a time to get together in the huddle, and with that we have a 6-0 ball game. Unitigo leading the Oxford Blackhawks, live Tri-Town football right here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Honda's, Nissans and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, that was a short timeout as the Blackhawks finish up their conversations, come back out of the huddle and go into the air. That one, a pass there from Jody Smith intended for Andrew Golden. Golden went down the right sidelines and just couldn't catch up to the ball. And with that, it will be a turnover, we'll call it, on downs. I didn't realize that was fourth down already, but I guess it was. So the Unitigo Spartans will take over on downs in the center of the field. It'll be first and 10 for Unitigo.
And that was a ball that needed to be caught.
At the 44-yard line. Going into motion is going to be number 4. That's David Van Alstyne. The play will be kept on the ground, and Van Alstyne will get up across the 45. That's going to be gain of about a long 11, short 12, but it's going to be good for the first down.
Picked up, about, like you said, 11 yards, 12 yards, enough to move the chains.
So Unitigo finding a very small crack in the Oxford defense. They scored on two quick plays on their first possession, and now they're doing well here. There goes Butler. He's going to put it in the air. It's going to be picked off by number 81. That is Steve Simpson. And Simpson is hit immediately by a green jersey, and he is wrestled down. So Oxford coughed up the ball, and the very second play after that, they gave it right back again.
That was, who was that, number, is that 81, Simpson?
81, yep.
Yeah, nice job.
Simpson has looked very good in this ball.
Andrew Golden, though, was in the quarterback's face, and he made him get rid of it before his he was ready to throw it.
So Jody Smith barks out the signals, now keeps it on the ground as he hands off to Wonka coming up, and Wonka's going to be hit immediately. There will be virtually no gain on the play, possibly even a loss. We'll watch where they move the markers, and they're going to move him about 6 inches forward. So we'll call it a gain, but you've put that down. If you round it off, it still is a zero.
Still a zero. That's right.
Remember, we'll watch Sydney at Johnson City tomorrow, and then we see the Unitigo Spartans and the Sydney Warriors again in different games next weekend. So we'll be seeing the same teams again. The ball will go to Wonka. He will run a long way laterally, but not be able to turn the corner and come upfield. It will be a third down, and we'll still call it 10.
So far, Oxford's coming with a whole lot of Wonka.
That
threw
they
one
have.
Pass downfield, but it wasn't caught, and they turned it over on downs right after that play.
We have not yet caught up to all of the changes coaching staff-wise and other things around the area. We'll try to pick those up for you as we learn them. It is going to be Jody Smith looking to pass. He has a receiver, but they're not going to be able to get a hand on the ball as it will go off into the Unitigo bench. There is a flag thrown, and they're going to say holding against the Oxford Blackhawks.
Right. So I think they're going to...
We got Brian Simpson coming into the ball game. Sean McKee also. In McKee's case, that's a rather clean uniform. So as a result, that may be his first time in the game tonight.
Okay, it's fourth down and almost 10 yards to go. This will be our first punt of the game.
Kicking situation
is going
to be kicked over, or excuse me, it's going to be snapped back over top of Wonka's head. He has to scramble back almost to the end zone to get it. He finally battles his way out but doesn't get to the 20. It looks to be at about the 16, and we'll see where they spot it down. But it will be the Unitigo Spartans taking over in very good field position regardless.
Yeah, outstanding. They already lead 6-0, and now they're down there in money territory.
Looks to me like the ball will be at about the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
So Tyler Butler takes the snap. He's going to keep it on the ground, going to Tanner Carley, and Carley very quickly finds a hole around the right side, and Carley will go in for the touchdown.
Yeah, Carley started to take it off of looked like it was going to be a dive right off the right guard, but then he bounced it outside, got outside the defensive end. There was no contain out there to stop him.
That score coming up at 5:50 in the first period. Now making it a 12-0 ball game.
Go to 9 or 10.
So, Tanner Carley comes through a second time.
They're going to go for two.
They're going to split Kellen Comenda way out to the right side. And the ball will be thrown in the opposite direction to the left side. Travis Woods is the man who gathers it in. So we're going to have the two-point conversion. That will up it to a 14-0 ball game. So the PAT pass is good. And with that, we will take another very quick timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Football here on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So it looks as if it will be an onside kick, and we have a flag on the play as the Unitigo Spartans, all of a sudden, the whole right side of the line shifted. Well, it was a good plan. It just didn't work.
And usually when you see them do that, when you see the right side of the line shift and come over to the left, it's an onside kick. But what they tried to do was kick it to the vacated side of the field. But a couple of their guys were offsides, ran past the kicker before they kicked the ball.
So the ball will be marched back to the 35-yard line. We're going to kick again. What do we got doing the kicking there? Is that... I see the 4, but I don't see the 24. Is that who that is? The ball going to be kicked by 24. Cody Nichols. And was it 24?
Yeah.
So Nichols gets a squibber that goes across midfield down to about the 40 and then heads toward the sidelines across the way. It will be put in play just inches shy of the 40-yard line. First and 10, Oxford. 5:49 remaining, period number one of this contest.
You know, it seems like we've seen an awful lot of action, ball on the ground most of the time, and the first period you would think would be gone, but there's still a lot of time left in the first quarter.
Split way out to the near side this time is going to be Andrew Golden, but the play will be kept on the ground and go to the other side, and it will not be a big gain at all. The ball will be stopped just about at the line of scrimmage. In fact, they're not going to move those down markers at all. And it will be a second and 10.
Okay. No gain there. So he has gained no yards in his last three carries after starting off strong. Ripping off 25 yards the second time he touched the ball. That's a Wonka for Oxford.
Not the largest crowd that we have seen for a Unitego game, but a fine crowd tonight, especially over on the home team side of the field. Pass by Smith, incomplete. Intended down there for Simpson, but it was a little short and it bounced into the ground, and that will bring up a third and 10.
That's the second time Oxford's thrown the ball, and the receivers don't look like they're on the same page as the quarterback. The receiver intended for the pass that time looked like he didn't even know the ball was coming. So he wasn't ready.
Going out of the contest is going to be Van Alstine just going to the other side of the field. The pass was intended for Steve Simpson. And he is hit hard. He did not have possession of the ball. And that will bring up another 4th and 10 situation. And dropping back to receive is going to be David Van Alstine.
Well, I've got Smith 0-for-4 on his passing attempts today. But that's better than what Unitego's done. They've thrown the ball one time and it got picked off.
Van Alstine and Philip Young's back at about the 25. The ball is going to be kicked away by Wonka. It bounds at the 38, and they're going to let it roll, and it will stop right on the chalk mark at the 25. So the Unitego Spartans will take over from there. Incidentally, in one of the conversations, I was told to warn you to take guff tomorrow.
To take what?
A little bit of guff tomorrow.
Take a little guff?
Yep.
From...
I was talking to Eric Race, and he says, you tell Keller.
Okay. All right.
So when we go to Johnson City tomorrow, you may just have to take a little bit of old-time fun from an old friend.
I can take it, and I can dish it out too, Eric.
I'm certain you can. So Tyler Butler barking out the signals, now pitches the ball back to Van Alstine. He'll test the right side, get a little bit of running room, gain about 4.5 on that play, out too close to the 30-yard line.
Nice tackle from linebacker Brett Huffnagel on that. He came out, he shattered him all the way down the line, and he got him when he tried to cut back, and he limited it to a 5-yard gain.
You're really ready for this. I mean, I know you're not coaching this year, so you haven't had the opportunity to get into the football mode yet, but are you really ready for it?
I'm missing it already.
I was so glad. I enjoyed the Thursday night game last night, and I know there are flags all over the place. as they didn't like part of the procedure of the Spartans that time. And I believe that it's going to be an illegal procedure and probably 5 yards.
We had linemen pulling all over the place and probably before they were supposed to. Push them back.
But there is a full contingent of games. We'll run down through some of the others as the time permits. But there are a lot of games this Friday and Saturday.
You know, Tito running a spread offense here. They got receivers all over. Oh, he's going deep down the right sideline and just overthrew the receiver.
Tyler Butler fired it down and hit down the line marker at the 50-yard line. You know those little triangular tees to tell you where the various yardages are? He was throwing it from about the 20, put that one 30 yards in the air, and it was almost as if he was aiming for that midfield marker.
Meet at the football.
So it'll bring up a third and 10. The ball snapped back again, and again it'll be put in the air, but this time it is going to be complete to Kellen Komenda. The sophomore with very sure hands goes up, grabs it, falls down at about the 44-yard line and continues to slide forward. And the Unitigo Spartans, if they survive a flag on the play, would have the ball at the 45.
Well, that was a nice play. Give Tyler Butler a lot of credit. He stood there in the face of a huge rush, stepped into the throw, and took a hit.
Great cool, but this is going to be 5 yards against the Unitigo Spartans. That will move them back to the 12-yard line, and it will be, are you ready for this? Third and at least 20.
Well, you hate to see a nice pass play like that called back because of a penalty.
Yep. Can't say much more than that. The ball fired off to the near side, and it's going to be Van Alstyn with the reception as Butler hit him perfectly. But there were a lot of Oxford uniforms right there. A gain only of a yard or so on the play as he will get out to the 14-yard line.
Number 30, Paul Wonka on the stop, and he's looking like he's tired already. Coach, I'm tired, man.
I don't blame him. In there, swinging his leg, getting ready to kick, it's going to be, is it number 18? Dan Sheldon, I believe, kicked that ball. And it rolls right to the midfield stripe, gets one bounce across, and then it will go to a big stop. And Oxford takes over at midfield.
I didn't see who made the catch on the play. Was that Van Alstyn? Four? It looked like him.
I was trying to verify my number. I said it was Dan Shelton, and I saw the eight. I was looking to see if that was 18.
Oh, okay.
It's funny how we get geared on whatever we're doing, and we, you said I don't multitask well. I know just what you're talking about.
Oh, boy. Well, this is tough. I'm doing... Looking down and do the stats, sometimes you miss what's happening out there on the field.
Yep.
Incomplete pass.
The ball is going to be fired down intended for number 81, Steve Simpson. It is Simpson who dives for it, but he can't catch up to it. And it will be strike one for Jody Smith and the Oxford Blackhawks. They'll have it second and 10 from the 49 in their own territory.
Still in the first quarter, 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Unitigo in the lead, 14 to nothing. But Oxford with the ball.
Unitigo scored on their second play offensively. Then after a series of Oxford downs, they ended up scoring again. And I believe that was also on the second play, if I remember. Flags all over the place. It is going to be against the Oxford Blackhawks. And the ball being picked up in five steps are being marched off. And that will take the ball back to the 44 and bring up a second and 15.
We're seeing a lot of early season rust coming off right now.
Yeah,
a lot of flags in this first game.
I think that's why they have non-league games for the first game.
Yeah.
At least as often as possible. Did you take in any of the scrimmages this year?
No.
was wondering who's looking good and who's looking even rustier. It is going to be Smith, who wants the pass. He fires it downfield. It's intended again for Steve Simpson. Simpson wasn't able to dive long enough or stretch far enough to catch that one, as it was just outside his fingertips. And guess what? We have another one of those little yellow things on the field.
Nasty yellow flags.
Yep. And again, it's going to be against the Oxford Blackhawks. And one more time, it is going to be yardage marched off against Oxford. And this time, I believe it is going to be more than five. It goes down to the 31-yard line. And it will bring up, holy crow, it's got to be
second and about 25, 26.
But at least, maybe 27. I didn't say math was my strong suit. Interesting game going on the right end of our football field under a big maple tree down there. It's not drawing the attention of any of the fans. Oh, this time it's going to be all the time in the world for Jody Smith to fire it up, and there was nobody free for him to be able to throw to down here across midfield.
He and Andrew Golden, again, not on the same page. He threw an out pattern to Golden, and Golden was running a post pattern in the middle of the field. He had a couple of steps, but right now they're not thinking on the same frequency.
Dan Shelton was probably the man closest to that ball. He wasn't really likely to intercept it for Unitego, but he was the man who was sort of trotting back from where the ball bounced. Once again, it's going to be a man split way out, and this time the pass does go to Golden, and Shelton is right there to grab Golden immediately and bring him down at the 44-yard line. So there was a gain on that play of about 10 yards, but it is still going to be long yardage. Fourth, and we'll call it 14.
Yeah, give him 13, and that's our first completion for positive yardage.
Probably true. Back to do the kicking is going to be Wonka, and he kicks it to the 29. And it takes no bounce whatsoever as it rolls mostly laterally across the field. When the officials finally pick it up and put it into play, it'll be about at the 28-yard line. That one not the finest kick that we have seen all season.
It's funny you mentioned when it hit the ground, it just kind of fizzled right there.
Yeah, it was one of those, a golf shot, you'd want it to stay right there. You didn't want it to run. But you were hoping for a better bounce with a football. First and 10 Spartans from the 28. 1:40 showing on the clock. The Spartans lead it 14-0. The ball will be handed off to Jake Jones. Jones still on his feet. Will get no gain on the play. In fact, lose a couple of yards.
Well, Andrew Golden had him in the backfield for an even bigger loss, but he shook off the tackle and was able to almost get back to the line of scrimmage.
Jones not able to make the corner and get any momentum, but did carry along his Oxford tacklers. So after a quick conversation in the huddle, we're going to be seeing Jake Jones split out to the near side for the Spartans. A man goes in motion. That's Philip Youngs. And the ball will be on the ground, and it will be carried in there by number 32, Tanner Carley. Carley will pick up about 7, possibly 8 yards, as he picks up everything they lost and about 6 more beyond that. So give him, we'll call it, what, 7, 8 maybe?
Yeah, I'll give him 7 yards, but he's still shy by about
three yards. Yep, 3rd and about 3. Split out to the near side is Travis Woods. Young's over on the far side. Nope, that's not Young's on the far side. That's Kellen Komenda, but the play will be right up the middle. And in reverse, we'll call it, the ball carrier was quarterback Butler, and he was given a ride in reverse after they called the forward progress for no gain. But poor Tyler got pushed back about 5 yards.
He did, and that was Huffnagel in on a tackle. He's playing a good job on the defensive side of the ball for Oxford.
So it's going to be a fourth down situation. Fourth down. Okay, they're taking it because it was the end of the quarter. So while they move the chains, we have ourselves a 14-0 ball game. And we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to live Tri-Town football here on your Tri-Town, well, we'll call it Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Help wanted. The Sidney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sidney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sidney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sidney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sidney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. The Sidney McDonald's is open till 11 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Curry Graves along with Dave Keller here from Unitica Central School. The Spartans leading in this ball game 14-0. Some of the other games that are on the docket for this weekend involving local teams. Down at Bainbridge this evening, Unadilla Valley Edmiston's playing down there. Vestal is up at Oneonta. We'll pick up the Saturday games for you in a moment. The ball is going to be put into the air, and it's going to be complete. Travis Woods gathers it in, and look out, he is rumbling. But in the backfield, there is a flag, and it looks like a long pass from Tyler Butler to Travis Woods will be called back. And that would have been a 62-yard touchdown had it stood. So that will happen.
That's the second long pass we've seen wiped out today by a penalty. Oh, my gosh, there's way too many of them. And I know it's the first game of the season, but come on, guys.
So while they march this one off, that'll give me time to tell you it's going to be Delhi at Liberty tomorrow, Sydney at Johnson City, which we've already talked about. Harpersville will be at Whitney Point, Shenango Forks at Windsor, Norwich at Susquehanna Valley, Green at Seton Catholic. Those are the games involving teams right around our area. The ball is going to be blocked. It was hit up into the air. And it was blocked. I don't know who got a hand on it. It may very well have been number 85.
Well, he was one of them, but the guy that got his hands on it was number one. I don't know who he is.
Jared
Shepard. Who is it?
Jared Shepard.
Okay.
Oh, Jared Shepard, number one. He was the mystery man who didn't even appear. He was on our initial roster without a number.
Again, Andrew Golden was in the area. He's always around.
You notice now when I do this numerically, he'll go from the bottom of the roster to the top of the roster. And it's going to be picked. Oh, it is a pass that in every other case, David Van Alstyne would have grabbed. Van Alstyne was so surprised to see that ball coming to him, and it was right at eye level, and he missed it. He just simply tried to grab it with his hands, and it slipped through his hands.
Well, finally, we have shaboinked our way into the second quarter. We finally got rid of that first quarter. Let's hope the second quarter is going to be a little bit neater and less sloppy play.
14-0 is our score, if we have neglected to tell you that. Unitigo scored early, with about 30 seconds gone in the game. Then they scored inside the six-minute mark. And they have managed to build up a 14-0 lead. The ball going to be carried forward by Oxford back to the line of scrimmage, but no further.
Paul Martin gets his first carry of the day. He's a big boy. Tough load to stop.
Yeah.
Plays defensive line. He just carried the ball.
That's one of those things where you mention about the low center of gravity.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Jody Smith looking to throw. He has a favorite target out there as he goes to Joe Jackson. And they're going to say that it was an incomplete forward pass. Jackson was defended by David Van Alstine, and they had their own little tug-of-war going for that football. Neither one of them came up with it.
I'll tell you what, I got to give Van Alstine a lot of credit. He showed up at just the right time to interfere with the pass.
My thoughts exactly. So it will bring up a fourth down situation. Oxford not in a kicking formation at all. Flags all over the place. And it is going to be called against the Oxford Blackhawks. So that moves the ball back 5 yards to the 40-yard line. And they're going to run it again.
It's fourth down. I'm thinking they might...
Yeah, I was going to say, they may change their thing. Now they bring in a couple of players. They're going to bring in number 14. That is going to be Jody Smith coming back in. Who else was it? I think that was maybe
Andrew Golden.
Nope, they're not going to.
They have the ball at the Unit Eagle 40-yard line.
So dropping back is Smith. Oh, and he goes in there to Andrew Golden. Golden leaps in the air at about the 20, manages to grip that ball with his sure hands, and goes forward to the 15 before he is finally brought down. A gain on that play of about 25, maybe 30.
Well, yeah, 25 yards. And, you know, they're using Golden's... He's got a little bit of a height advantage on a defensive back that time, and they just let him run by him, and then he floated the ball out there. Nice touch on that pass.
So Oxford keeps its drive going, and it has now mounted its first really serious threat. A man goes into motion. That is going to be Jackson. The ball will follow him around as it is going to be carried by Wonka. He will gain a couple of yards on the play, get down inside the 10 to about the 9.
Yeah, Swank's first touch in quite a while.
It will bring up a second and 5 yards for the Blackhawks from the 9. Long count by Smith. He pumps once and goes to Andrew Golden down in the end zone. And this time Golden goes way up just as he did with the first one, grabs it with his sure grip, and falls down. And the Oxford Blackhawks now are on the scoreboard. 14-6 is our score. The kicking tee is being brought in. Coming off to the near sideline was Steve Simpson. He grabbed the kicking tee.
And again, he's going to Golden. He likes that guy.
Right. Now, Golden's, on that play. Golden's going to be the kicker now. Simpson will be the holder. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So we had a pass, a 9-yard pass, that went in there to Golden, and Golden gets the PAT kick, and all of a sudden, from a 14-0 ball game, the lead is cut in half, and it's a 14-7 contest. You're listening to live high school football on a Friday night on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So at this point of the contest, it is Golden, Golden, and Golden. Golden got the touchdown. Golden got the PAT kick. And now Andrew Golden puts a big foot behind it and kicks it all the way into the end zone. And it will be a touchback that the Unitigo Spartans will have to contend with. The ball brought out to the 20, kept on the ground. Oh, somebody comes in with a bit of a late hit. But the man who carried the ball that time, number 32, that is Tanner Carley. Carley did not like that late hit and got up and said something to the Blackhawk that pounced on him rather late. Carley, a bit of an intimidating figure as he sort of towered over some of the Oxford Blackhawks. Gain on that play of about 7, second and 3. Man in motion, going from left to right. The ball is going to be, look out, goodbye. Number 32, Tanner Carley out in front of the pack. And goes all the way to the end zone, and a flag is thrown at the very last moment. That started at the 27-yard line, and that run went from the 27, and the flag was thrown down at about the 5. So you can see there was a long distance in there. To some extent, Carley, in my opinion, sort of slowed down in the last end of his run.
Well, he did have an Oxford defender was chasing him down. But Carley, I think, would have made it. No, they're waving
they're
it off.
They're going to say it was a touchdown.
Okay, there was a Unitigo Spartan came in and tried to block that defender, and it looked like he might have got him on the back, but they waved it off.
So, 60, what did we say, about 60, 72 yards? Something like that?
Yes.
So Tanner Carley on that run runs a country mile. That now makes it a 20-7 ball game. That score coming at 8:46 of the second period. Oh, man. I still would like to have, this is one of those where I'd really like to know what the... Now they're going to say timeout called by the Oxford Blackhawks. I would like to have known what the discussion was. Lots of times when there are discussions, you sort of know what's going on. And in that one, I don't know what the I don't know what the their view of the original call happened to be.
Well, you saw a Unitigo offensive guy come in and block somebody, which was. Really, he shouldn't have done that because Carley was already skating into the end zone. He should have just let him go. But he came in and tried to nudge an Oxford defender, and it looked like he might have got him in the back. But I think maybe one of the officials waved it off and said, no, it looked like a clean block. So they gave him the 6.
Thank goodness they call. They talked to each other. I noticed that in the baseball ranks this summer. There were many times when one official would call to the other and say, how did you see that? More so than I had ever seen before in baseball. So a PAT attempt And it is going to be Butler who will hand the ball off to number 7. That is Kevin Thayer. And Thayer plunges his way right up the center. And Kevin Thayer goes in for the PAT. So that now makes it a 22-7 contest. And we have ourselves another one of those nights of good football here at Unitego.
Okay. Going for those two. Must be they haven't worked out all the bugs with their kicking game yet.
One of the things that we have is, as I said, everybody has to get into their own little routine about what they're going to do. And you're keeping the yardage, and I'm keeping down the summaries, and we're both surviving. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, not easy. I'm going to have to sharpen my pencil.
Oh, we can arrange that. Don't worry about it.
22-7, like you said, 8:46 to go here in the first half. Unitego on top.
We mentioned earlier that coming up this next weekend, we will be seeing the Unitego Spartans again. That will be on Saturday afternoon over at Delhi. And we're going to see Sidney Johnson City tomorrow night and Sidney at home against Walton on next Friday. So lots of Tri-Town football coming your way. The ball is going to be a low kick. It is going to be grabbed on the far side by Wonka. Wonka gets no real running room. He gets the ball at about the 25, goes to the 29 before he's hammered. And it will be Oxford with the ball rather deep back in their own territory inside the 30, and they'll start play at about the 28.
Wonka was kind of a gutsy pickup of the football that time, you know. It could have fallen on it, but no, he wanted to pick it up and get what he could.
Well,
didn't get much.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, do I want to take that punishment for a yard or two, or in this case, 8? Dropping back is Smith, and he pumps that arm once. Look out, this could be intercepted. It is. The ball is going to be grabbed in there by Dan Shelton. Shelton passed right in front of the intended receiver. That was Andrew Goldman, who is the intended receiver, but Shelton, who has been with him on a couple of different occasions, managed to just sneak in front this time, grab that ball down. And as he's laying down, he held that ball straight up in the air with both arms, saying, here, look at this, White Hat, I've got the ball. So Unitego takes over possession at the 42-yard line here with 8:35 remaining in period number 2. Ball. Quick back, long pass, Van Alstine the intended receiver, and Van Alstine can't hang on to it.
A lot of pressure on the quarterback that time coming from both ends.
Van Alstine was being matched step by step, or step for step, I guess you would say it, by number 81, Steve Simpson. Neither one of them could catch up to the ball, which was fired way down on the right side. If he had been able to catch that one, he would have probably been off to the races. Man in motion, Van Alstine. He will get the ball, and he is going to be hit immediately in the backfield by one of the Oxford Blackhawks. Loss on that play back to the 48-yard line, so we will say a loss of about 5 on that play.
I'm not sure who that was that came in. It might have been Jared Shepard, but it was hard to tell.
There were several people right around him in both uniforms, and I couldn't see who would be given the big credit.
A lot of pressure was coming from the Oxford Blackhawks that time on their defense.
This time, Van Alstine has split way out to the near side, and he goes back, cuts him a little bit to the left, so he is not the man. Now he goes into motion. And the ball will be flag all over the place, not thrown at all. Tyler Butler was looking to pass downfield, but they're going to say illegal procedure against the Unitego Spartans. That's a 5-yard penalty. And that play stopped immediately as soon as the whistle was blown.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tyler didn't get a chance to throw.
So now it's third and a country mile.
Third and 18. The ball now across midfield back in Unitiga territory. So the Spartans on their own 47.
Double shotgun.
And for those of you who are listening from the comfort of indoors, the ball fired down intended for number five, Cody Smith. It is going to be batted away. And Steve Simpson was the man who had the best chance of getting it. He wasn't able to hold on to it, and it goes for a long strike. We have a man down in the backfield, and that could be a costly man. That's number 32, Tanner Carley, who is down at the 30-yard line and being administered to by the trainers.
Yeah, Tanner Carley, right now he's a leading rusher in this game. He's got a whole bunch of yards. I haven't totaled them all up yet, but if he goes down, that's not good for Unitigo.
He's being administered to by one of the coaches down here. And everybody else taking the opportunity to just simply get back into a huddle. Now another one of the coaches or trainers comes out. I think he's just winded by the looks of things.
Well, they're working on his leg. It could be a calf cramp, maybe. It's just a cramp, but...
So we have ourselves a 22-7 contest with 7:13 remaining here in period number two. It's Friday night football. The Unitigo Spartans leading the Oxford Blackhawks live on your Tri-County Heartbeat WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Tanner Carley appears to be all right. He's not putting any weight whatsoever on that ankle. He has a couple of coaches that are helping him off the field, but he has made it to the sideline. Interesting, because sometimes the most ironic things happen, and just as he goes down, the ambulance starts to go out onto Route 7 on another call going in the opposite direction. Simpson settles in underneath the ball after it is kicked, and he manages to have it pop off his shoulder pad, and one of the Unitigo Spartans is right there to dive on it, and Unitigo will end up with the ball inside their 30-yard line.
Number four, David Van Alstyne, came up with a loose ball to recover. Now Unitigo gets it right back.
So, Steve Simpson that time was back there, and it looked like he had it, and then all of a sudden it just popped off his shoulder pad and went on to the ground, and Van Alstyne was right there. Now they get ready to go. The ball will be kept on the ground. It will be carried forward by number 28, Jake Jones. He picks up a couple yards as he gets down inside the 25, but just inches inside the 25. We'll be generous and give him a gain of 3 on that play.
Yeah, He was brought down by number 34, Paul Martin, among with a couple of others.
Now Butler's going to keep it on the... No, he's not going to keep it on the ground. He put it into the gut of the man coming through and then pulled it right back out and wanted to pass. In all fairness, he had a number of Oxford Blackhawks around his waist at that time, and his pass on the left side was a little bit short and goes for naught. So for those of you who are, as I started to say before, listening from the comfort of your living room and well away from the outdoors, I'll tell you that the lights are now in full effect here at Unitico as darkness has descended upon the Susquehanna Valley.
And it's cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, we finally cooled off up here. Ball kept on the ground again. Jake Jones carries. Jake Jones inside the 10-yard line. And this time I will say no flags on the play. So a gain on that play of about 15. That's what I get. You write down whatever you've got. I just called it at 15.
About 15. I wrote 16 down. That's about 15.
Well, it must be 16 because if I look up on the clock, I see 6-1 remaining. So that's an omen that it was 16 yards.
Nice run.
The man on the flat, Travis Woods, left side. Off to the near side, it's Cody Smith. And the ball will be kept on the ground up the middle in the hands of Jake Jones again. Jones probably gets about half of what he needed as he gets down inside the 5-yard line. And it looks to me from this angle like they've got the ball right on the 5-yard line. Unitico leading in this ball game, 3 touchdowns to 1, 22-7 is our score, with 5:21 showing period number 2. Snap goes to Butler. Handoff goes to, that is number 2. That will be Phil Youngs. Phil Youngs skirts the corner on the right side and manages to go on in. So Youngs on that run, a 5-yard run, now makes it a 28-7 ball game. So Phil Youngs manages to get that score at 5:07 on the clock, period number 2.
And Unitico going for 2 again.
Man split out to the left side. Butler still standing up, looking around. Now he drops back. He wants to pass. A man grabs him, and he goes to David Van Alstyne. He sees Van Alstyne not able to get that ball, and in disgust, he just stamps his foot on the ground and then goes over to the far sidelines. So the pass is no good, and the PAT will not count. We have ourselves a 28-7 ball game, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Football on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The kick to Oxford will be gathered in by Paul Wonka. Wonka breaks loose. There's only one man who can really get him, and that's going to be Mark Talbot. And Talbot can't catch up to him. And with that, Wonka goes in, running that back all the way for the touchdown. So now Oxford manages to get a score. I don't know exactly where that one started.
I think he took it at about the 20-yard line. So that's 80 yards.
Wonka getting an 80-yard run back. This is lots to keep you riding here, Bubby, I hate to tell you. 28-13 is our score. And only about 15 seconds manages to click off the clock. So, that's the way early season football goes once in a while. I'm going to have a momentary pause in the action. Poor, the one thing I will say, poor Paul Wonka took his helmet off and just says, that was a lot of work.
Well, I pooped. He took the ball off the middle, broke to the left, dodged the tackler, cut back to the right. I mean, he did a little bit of zigzagging and outrunning everybody else to the end zone. Almost got caught down around the two-yard line.
28-13 is our score. Now Wonka buckles back up the chin strap, and the Oxford Blackhawks break out of their huddle, and they're ready to go. So we'll see what the PAT materializes as. Wonka standing at about the 10-yard line. So it certainly looks like they're going to go for the two-pointer. And it will be Smith rolling back, and the ball is going to be coughed up. So Jody Smith, the quarterback, took that ball that time, dropped straight back, and it was NG, as they say. Our score remains 28-13. You're looking up a number. That means that you spotted a good play.
Yeah, number 54, Alex Wally came in and dragged him down.
So Alex Wally getting his name mentioned for the first time this evening. So our score remains 28-13, and we're going to keep the game right here rather than send it on back, because both of these teams have been playing right along pretty quickly. We won't go as far as to say that no grass is growing under anybody's feet, but the ball is going to be already teed up. The referees are already counting the number of men out there. That prompts Andrew Golden to stand up and look around, and now he signals over to the bench saying, hey, wait, I've only got 10 guys. Yeah. Send me one more. And coming out onto the field will be number 20, Joe Jackson. And now the Oxford Blackhawks are ready to go. Andrew Golden tees up that ball. And it's a good sign of leadership right there. It took time to count and make sure. Now he holds his hand into the air and now approaches the ball. And the kick will be end over end, taken in at the 15 by Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne still on his feet, gets across the 30 to about the 32, and is grabbed by a number of Blackhawks, including Brett Hoffnagel and company.
Okay, well, Oxford able to get back another score here on one big long run. Now, if their defense can hold Jeter Teagle out of the end zone and get the ball back, you never know what could happen in the rest of this half.
All right, you got double.
So the Oxford Blackhawk defensive unit now manages to toughen its line, as it's going to be Tyler Butler keeping the ball, rumbling forward for a gain of about 3 as he'll get across the 35 to the 37 before he's finally tripped up. Gain will call it a long 2. I suppose somebody else would call it a short 3, but still, good yardage. Van Alstyne split to the near side. Man in motion, that's going to be Phil Young. And the ball will be kept on the ground. Still will it is Tyler Butler. He carries Steve Simpson with him and finally gets the first down, and he will be brought down very close to midfield. Now the white hat referee says first down, and they will mark the ball right on the 50-yard line chalk mark.
That was a nice play by Tyler Butler. A little bit of a option look to it.
Gain on that play of, about 13?
something like that?
Yeah, I rolled 15, but 13 15? Makes
no,
more
that's
sense.
Fine. Your math is better than mine. Phil Young split way out to the left side this time. The ball will be kept on the ground. More white shirts than green. The ball carrier was going to be number 28, Jake Jones. And Jones ends up taking a reverse ride for a couple of yards. That will go back to the 48-yard line. And the Spartans will take timeout to sort of regroup their thoughts. You're listening to football, Tri-Town High School football on a Friday night on your station in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
We always believe in giving credit is where credit is due, and you just made a remark and said somebody did a good job that time.
Oh, yeah, Paul Martin, he came in the backfield, and he hammered the running back for a two-yard loss. He did a good job, and he's not a little guy.
Paul Martin, one of the fine players, defensively especially, for the Oxford Blackhawks. Butler, now ready to go, finds Van Alstyne, and Van Alstyne will be the receiver of that ball across midfield at about the 48-yard line, gain of about four on that play. So that will bring up a third and seven. We mentioned before that we will see Unitego over at Delhi next week. We will also see the Unitego Spartans on the 30th of September here against the Sydney Warriors. Their homecoming game will be the following week, so we see the Spartans a couple more times this year for all of you green and white fans. It is going to be a quarterback keeper and another first down. Tyler Butler faked that handoff, pulled the ball back in, slanted off the left side, gains about 12 on that play as he finally gets down to the 30, let's see where they're going to put it down, I believe the 31-yard line. Now, that's my initial call, and you've been counting, so did you have enough fingers?
Yeah, I'm going to give him 17 on that. That was a nice play. He's getting those the Oxford linebackers, I think, are keying on that first initial handoff. And he pulls it out of the guy's stomach and runs the ball.
Another good gain. This time it is going to be number 28, Jake Jones, who will carry the ball. And he is up about 8 or 9 of what he needed. That ball started at the 31, and he gets it down to, we'll call it, the 22. A gain of about 9 on that play. And now 2:55 showing on the clock, and the officials took a very momentary timeout of their own.
Ooh, they want to measure. Chain game.
Yeah, what they're going to do. Okay. I'll never argue with that. They can go ahead and do that anytime they so please. Oh, so we are about ready to end summer officially for Labor Day, and then we get into fabulous fall. They're going to say it's a little bit short. Probably 6 inches or so.
Yeah, not much.
Doesn't look like too much. And they'll move the ball in, coming into the side markers. I think that was what the problem was. The ball was so far over toward the sidelines that they wanted to move it in and figured they'd better do it according to the chain rather than somebody's eyes.
Since the chain gang was on the on the farthest side of the field.
Yeah, Paul was his, they say. 2:55
Period number two, Unitego has led all the way in this contest, basically two touchdowns to one. 28-13 is the score right now. Spartans knocking at the door. Youngs goes in motion, coming right. The ball will be put into the air, in and out of the hands of Travis Woods. Travis Woods had coverage, big number 66, that is Justin Harding, was down there. But it looked as if Woods was going to be able to grab that one. He reached up with it, and it bounced off his outstretched hands and went on down, and one disgusted Mr. Woods just sort of slammed the dirt. He's still angry at himself as he comes off to the near side this time. What a difference. He's so tall. Steve Simpson is so short. No, that's not Steve Simpson. Yes, it is Steve Simpson. That's why. The ball going to be kept on the ground, and it will be good for the first down. Gain on that play, we'll say, of about six. Down just inside the 15-yard line to about the 14. And that's totally up to you. I was not concentrating on that one.
I'm not sure who carried that ball.
You can give that to whoever you want to.
Yeah.
It may very well have been. It's one of those things you should never admit, but if you blink or look the other way, something can happen out in front of you. The ball will be stopped pretty much where it is. We'll have to see who is going to carry that time.
Yeah.
It was the quarterback keeper by number 8, Tyler Butler. No gain at all. And then I say that, and maybe it wasn't Butler who carried it. But it is going to be a gain only of a yard. In fact, that might be generous.
Mm-hmm. Jared Butler. Shepherd coming in from his defensive end position. And, you know, you look at him, and he doesn't look very big. You know, for a defensive end, you like to think of him as big, big, tough guy. He looks tiny. He looks small. He doesn't look like he weighs an awful lot. But he's playing a tough position out there.
Phil Young split out on one side, Travis Woods on the other. The pass will come to Woods. No chance for him to catch up to it. Number 81, Simpson, went over and was right on Woods, step for step, the entire way. The ball had to have been grabbed by Woods in order to keep it from going out of the end zone that time. Another long step, and Woods would have been out of there. 1:21 showing on the clock. As we said before, Unitego leading 28-13 is the score right now. This time, Van Alstyne is split to the near side. The ball going to be kept on the ground into the hands of Youngs, number two, and Youngs gets inside the five. He's very close to first down territory. He had to get to about the four, and now they may have to measure again. Nope, they say first down Unitego. So the Spartans have the ball first and goal to go from, we'll call it, the four. The purist may say it's the 3.5, but from this angle, it looks like four.
From this angle, yeah. Sometimes a scoreboard can help us, but not today.
Yeah, not only that, they drop the chains when they get that close. So here's Butler. He's going to go, woof. Man, somebody got hit hard. And it is going to probably be number 7, Kevin Thayer. And it was. Thayer punches it in for the touchdown. So give number 7, Kevin Thayer, running room on that one. And we'll give him a 4-yard run. That now will make it a 34-13 contest. And I'll tell you, we're going to use page number 2 of our scoring summary here. Oh, man. So there, in for a couple of short ones, hasn't had any of the big long runs at all, and it's ended up scoring a couple of times, and the PAT run will be no good. It was that time Butler who decided to keep it himself, and they just rode him backward. So So the PAT run will be NG, and our score will stay Unitico 34 and the Oxford Blackhawks 13. You're listening to live Tri-Town football here on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Cody Nichols, big swing of the leg, not much distance at all. Gets a little short squibbler that goes forward, and it's going to be grabbed down by Spiros Paratus at the 46-yard line. And the Oxford Blackhawks are in rather good field position, but they only have 46 seconds remaining here in the first half.
46 seconds to go, 54 yards, and try and get another score before halftime.
I am going to find myself back in this thing called football very quickly. Flags on the play over across the far side of the field. Jody Smith keeps running it out, and he's ridden down for what would have been about a five-yard loss. But there is a flag on the play. And it is going to be against the Oxford Blackhawks by the looks of everything.
Now, if Unitego decides to decline it,
it would be interesting.
Yeah, I think they should. Yeah. Nope, they're declining it. Okay, because now it goes to second down.
Yep, second down, and the ball is spotted down back where the man was brought down across the 40 at the 39 and many inches closer to the 40. Second, and we'll call it 15. Pass put in the air by Smith, and it is going to be to Andrew Golden. Golden will have it complete. Good for the first down, so he's going to get about 15 or 16 right there. But then he runs into a lot of green jerseys and will get not much farther. 15 seconds remaining on the clock when they move the chains. Play will start at the 42-yard line.
Golden would have been better advised to try to get out of bounds.
The ball is passed by Smith. The intended receiver was number 81, Scott Simpson, but Simpson was still running away from the ball, had not yet turned around, so he had no eye on the ball at all, and it goes incomplete. 5 seconds remaining. And once again, Smith coming back in with a quick signal from the bench. Now the clap of the hands. The huddle breaks up. And it will be Golden going first right. Now he is redirected to the left side of the line. Smith barking out the signals, drops back, looks for Golden, has all the time in the world, and the ball will be picked off by number 18. That is Dan Shelton. So Shelton and Golden, we've talked about their individual rivalry so many times. That time it was Shelton sneaking in behind Golden, and he's the guy that comes up with the football. So time has run out. The teams are going off of the field. The Unitego Spartans already through the gate over on the far sideline. And now the Oxford Blackhawks team and managers follow, and we have ourselves a pause in the action. So that gives us opportunity to get ready to wrap things up for you in the first half, and I'll see how much of this scoring recap we can get. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on your station for sports in the Sydney area, WCDO.
Are you getting what you think for your energy dollar? If you're a Morabito customer, you won't find added fees and surcharges that have driven up the cost of your